Texte numéro 95. Security cameras make us feel safe, but are they worth the invasion? San Francisco is about to put into effect its new camera ordinance, which is aimed at helping the police investigate crimes. The legislation, crafted by the city's mayor, gives the police the right to request access to the live footage of privately owned internet cameras. In the past, the police could request recorded footage from the owners of internet cameras, or they could ask the tech companies for the data. The police say having access to live footage will enable them to respond to crimes happening in real time. After more than a dozen interviews with privacy experts, academics, representatives of tech companies, and the authors of the legislation, I've concluded that the ordinance's near-term impact on consumer privacy will be minimal because of the limits in the technology. But the implications of the increasingly tight-knit relationship between tech corporations and government agencies should make us seriously assess how we use our cameras, so that we can protect our privacy in the long term. San Francisco's camera ordinance serves as an important lens through which to examine these questions and the current debate surrounding surveillance. Proponents of the camera program say the goal is to make the public safer. Officials in the mayor's office cite examples like the city's Western Addition district, where shootings were rampant in the 1990s, but dropped after the installation of city-owned cameras in the mid-2000s. They also point to cases in which cameras have led to crimes being solved. Opponents of the ordinance say research has shown that cameras do little to reduce crime. A study from New York University, for one, found that cameras installed in two privately owned apartment complexes in New York City were an ineffective crime deterrent. Several privacy experts warned, now that there is legislative language allowing the police to request live access to camera technology, the concern is that the police will put pressure on the tech companies to cooperate. The author of The Age of Surveillance Capitalism warned that San Francisco had voluntarily created an environment that fused government power and private power. Going forward, as long as the government depends on the tech companies, there will be no laws to stop this data collection, she said. Cameras, according to the study, were effective as a deterrent for crimes such as car burglaries and property theft, but they had no significant effect on violent crimes. If you're worried that the police might gain access to your camera without your permission, there are ways to navigate those concerns, like using an offline camera that records to a physical storage drive or a picture card in your home. In addition, you can avoid using cameras to monitor indoor spaces like bedrooms, and you can disable their microphones. Adapted from New York Times, November 2022.